Anglicans once found it hard to imagine a woman presiding over Holy Communion. Now it's commonplace. Canon Rosie Harper, the vicar of Great Missenden in Buckinghamshire, is among more than 3,500 women clergy in the Church of England, a third of the total. For Canon Harper, the Church's long hesitation in allowing them to be bishops leaves it looking hopelessly out of step. Especially to the younger generation, it so badly needs to recruit.
Most people, certainly of my kids' generation, have completely got that sorted. They see it as a no-brainer. The ethics of their life is that you treat people equally. Within the church, we don't. And therefore, people are taking us less and less seriously. They're thinking the church is out of touch. It's got lower moral standards than we have ourselves. If you can't get that right, why should we listen to you when you start moralising about other issues?
Many Anglicans ache to correct what they see as an anachronistic restriction. But impatience for change is matched by another deep concern, one that's left the Synod's critical vote balanced on a knife edge.
Lord, you are really indeed the source of all holiness.
Father David Holding presides amid a cloud of incense over communion at All Hallows Gospel Oak in London. He's among high church traditionalists who argue that Jesus' choice only of men to be his apostles means that only men should lead the church now. Put bluntly, he doubts whether women can be priests of any kind and carry out critical functions such as blessing the bread and wine of communion.
We have to stick, as it were, to the traditional line in order to be quite sure that when we celebrate Holy Communion, what happens is, you know, what we believe is happening, that the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus. Otherwise, there's no point to having Holy Communion.
Low church evangelicals also have theological beliefs that cause them to reject the oversight of a woman bishop. The Reverend Rod Thomas heads the conservative evangelical group Reform.
We believe that the Bible teaches that whilst men and women are exactly equal in the eyes of God, they have different roles to play. Within the church, it urges men to show leadership. The first apostles were men, and the Bible teaches quite clearly that those to be appointed as teachers should be men.
These arguments represent only a small minority of the church's parishes, but they could easily derail a decade of work towards women bishops. Last-minute changes were made to the legislation giving traditionalist parishes the right to opt out of the care of a woman bishop and demand a male alternative.
Segment 1.
Anglicans once found it hard to imagine a woman presiding over Holy Communion. Now it's commonplace. Canon Rosie Harper, the vicar of Great Missenden in Buckinghamshire, is among more than 3,500 women clergy in the Church of England, a third of the total. For Canon Harper, the Church's long hesitation in allowing them to be bishops leaves it looking hopelessly out of step. Especially to the younger generation, it so badly needs to recruit.
Segment 2.
Most people, certainly of my kids' generation, have completely got that sorted. They see it as a no-brainer. The ethics of their life is that you treat people equally. Within the church, we don't. And therefore, people are taking us less and less seriously. They're thinking the church is out of touch. It's got lower moral standards than we have ourselves. If you can't get that right, why should we listen to you when you start moralising about other issues?
Many Anglicans ache to correct what they see as an anachronistic restriction. But impatience for change is matched by another deep concern, one that's left the Synod's critical vote balanced on a knife edge.
Segment 3.
Lord, you are really indeed the source of all holiness.
Father David Holding presides amid a cloud of incense over communion at All Hallows Gospel Oak in London. He's among high church traditionalists who argue that Jesus' choice only of men to be his apostles means that only men should lead the church now. Put bluntly, he doubts whether women can be priests of any kind and carry out critical functions such as blessing the bread and wine of communion.
We have to stick, as it were, to the traditional line in order to be quite sure that when we celebrate Holy Communion, what happens is, you know, what we believe is happening, that the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus. Otherwise, there's no point to having Holy Communion.
Low church evangelicals also have theological beliefs that cause them to reject the oversight of a woman bishop. The Reverend Rod Thomas heads the conservative evangelical group Reform.
Segment 4.
We believe that the Bible teaches that whilst men and women are exactly equal in the eyes of God, they have different roles to play. Within the church, it urges men to show leadership. The first apostles were men, and the Bible teaches quite clearly that those to be appointed as teachers should be men.
These arguments represent only a small minority of the church's parishes, but they could easily derail a decade of work towards women bishops. Last-minute changes were made to the legislation giving traditionalist parishes the right to opt out of the care of a woman bishop and demand a male alternative